You are listening to The Straight Shooters exclusively on Wildfire Radio. Subscribe to The Straight Shooters podcast on iTunes by visiting the iTunes store and download every episode on wildfireradio.com. Now, here's Vaughn Johnson and Nick Picone bringing you the latest and greatest in the world of professional wrestling.
Oh, Shooters Radio Universe!
My name, of course, is Vaughn Johnson.
Well, super nerdy pet peeve of mine, nitpicky. I don't think he should have been hopping over the top rope like a parkour champion.
You got me mad now.
What is your name?
Yeah, as always, with my man, Pots and Pans, Nick Picone.
That's me.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
You know, you got a back dick.
I don't really know us like you think that you do.
I'm Ryan Isley.
What is he doing?
My God! Is he the third man?
He's the third man!
What the hell is going on here?
Straight Shooters is, the number one show on Wildfire Radio.
I'm feeling good.
No sleep, no food, no nothing. Maniacism.
Well, the skeptics and all the people have a little bit of... Let me do this again.
Oh, it's live, Hal.
Sorry.
What actually happened on the show? Nothing.
Give me a hell yeah! I said give me a hell yeah!
What is up, ladies and gentlemen, out there in internet land? My name is Vaughn Johnson, come with my main man, Pots and Pans, Nick Picone, Philly voice, Philly influencer, and you are listening and watching episode 169 of The Straight Shooters on a multitude of platforms. Before I get into those platforms, Nick, how are you doing tonight, my good brother?
Oh, snap. I'm doing well, man. Happy Halloween, bruh.
Happy Halloween. We ain't got no costumes. We're not ready for Halloween at all. We are failing Halloween themed shows. Like, I'm pretty sure a whole lot of other podcasts got like Halloween themes and music. We got nothing. We got jobs though. We got to do those jobs.
That's yeah, we do. Absolutely.
And that's what takes up most of my time. Just gotta keep it real.
Hey man, it's been an interesting day so far. So we're gonna cap it off with a great episode tonight.
Yeah, because we got a lot of store for you on this episode. We got a lot of commentary. We're going to get you up to date on some on the latest news going around pro wrestling real quick. But yeah, like you said, it's Halloween, and it's episode 169 on Halloween night. I don't know we've ever done a Halloween show.
I don't think so. And 100 episodes ago, we almost broke Brian Isley with our intro to episode 69.
Oh, yeah. Remember that one. Great time. So you can check that out in our archives on wildfireradio.com, the mothership. wildfireradio.com. We can find all 168 prior episodes, including episode 69, which had a very interesting intro, say the least. I mean, it wasn't necessarily PG, but we definitely caught Brian off guard with that. And he let us know that he did not appreciate it. He laughed at it. So shout out to Brian Isley doing his thing out there in the comedy world. But the other platforms that we're on iTunes, we're on Google Play, we're on Stitcher, we're on iHeartRadio, we're on Spreaker, we're on TuneIn Radio, we're on Player FM, we're on SoundCloud, and like I said earlier, the mothership, wildfireradio.com. It's where you can listen to all of our episodes, but you can watch us on the tube, not the TV. That might happen one day. But YouTube, which, you know, everybody's on YouTube, right? That's a platform that everybody has nowadays with the internet and stuff like that. So yeah, we're on YouTube. Check us out. Make sure you interact with us on YouTube and listen to a whole bunch and watch a whole bunch of other episodes that we've done on YouTube. We started doing YouTube maybe last summer, at the end of the last summer or something like that. So yeah, through Google Hangouts and whatnot. So check us out on there. Subscribe, like the videos and whatnot. And of course, if you're watching us live, you can interact with us on the left side of the screen there. We'll greatly appreciate it. We'll interact with you. But what do we have in store today? Well, since it is Halloween, we didn't just abandon Halloween. We didn't just completely, like, forget about it. We had to do something Halloween themed. And pro wrestling, of course, lends itself to doing something weird and ridiculous on Halloween. So what are we going to do? It's going to be a live commentary. Just get your WWE Network ready, and we're going to live commentate something terrible. Because Halloween is scary, it's frightful, it's horrifying. It's the Chamber of Horrors from Halloween Havoc 1991. Aren't you scared? Don't be too alarmed. Don't run away from your computer screen or your phones or your mobile device or whatever, however you're listening to us. But don't be alarmed. It's not, remember, it's not real. That's what they used to say in movie theaters back horror movies, like, don't, just remember, it's not real. I know it's scary, but it's all right. We're here. We're here for it. We're going to watch it together as a family. We're going to have a good time. We'll protect you. We'll be all right. We're going to get through this. But how you feeling about this, Nick?
You make me not want to do this anymore. But
it's downright terrifying, bro. Like,
I did watch this less than a year ago. I remember that. It might have been like early summer, spring, and so I'm looking forward to getting back at it, watching it again, and doing a podcast as we follow it together. And this is one of my favorite things we do, the live commentary. And I don't think we've really done a live commentary on something that's, like you put it so bluntly, awful and scary. So we've usually done good stuff comparatively to the bad stuff. So this should be interesting.
Yeah, we the Chamber of Horrors, if you're not familiar, was I believe the idea, the brainchild of the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, that it came up with a lot of great ideas, like war games. And Bunkhouse, I don't know if Bunkhouse Stampede's a great idea, or the Bunkhouse, what was it, the Blacktop Brawl, whatever it was.
Yeah.
He came up with some great ideas, though, in the NWA and the early WCW, but this ain't one of them. Like, all due respect to Dusty Rhodes, he's a legend, one of my favorites of all time. And he, like, again, he had some great ideas, also some bad ones. And this was it. And it was like a 10-person match, two teams, one evil, one good, and there's an electric chair, and somebody gonna get electrocuted. Just, wow, it's gonna be a lot of terribleness in this match. Get ready for it. But before that, let's catch everybody up on the news. And one of the things that happened, I guess, last week into this week is still a prevalent story because the show is happening this Friday. Oh, no, not this Friday. Yeah, this Friday, November 2nd, is, of course, Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia. Obviously, you know by now that the show is going on as planned in Saudi Arabia, which obviously prompted a wave of backlash from wrestling fans like us and even mainstream outlets. John Oliver, again, did another segment about it, made WWE look silly. But, of course, you know, WWE didn't take too much of a hit because it's a juggernaut. It's not going to take too much of a hit. But the show's been going as planned. And, obviously, like I said, again, people are upset. Now, for me personally, I was upset. I was pretty pissed, to be honest with you, because at least not for the fact that they're doing the show. I'm not surprised the show's going on as planned. We even talked about it. We talked about it ad nauseum. It seems like last couple of weeks we talked about it a lot. That maybe their hands are just tied, and maybe, you know, they're trying to move the show, but logistics won't work out, and they just can't. So they got to do the show in Saudi Arabia reluctantly. And maybe they still are doing it reluctantly. But their explanation during, I guess, the announcement that they're still going on with the show just so happened to coincide with, like, their third quarter or their second quarter, like, one of their financial conference calls that they have with the media. And they're talking about all the numbers that they, you know, the money that they're making and whatnot. And they pretty much said that, we can't afford not to do the show. It's going to cost us too much money to not do the show. And essentially, they're going to do the show, but I don't know if they said that they're going to evaluate it moving forward with their relationship with Saudi Arabia. I doubt that they will. But essentially, the explanation was that they could not afford not to. They couldn't afford to not do the show. Like, it would cost them too much money, which I don't know why that riled me up so much. It's just blatantly said that we're doing this because we need the money. Like, yeah. It's just like, wow, that's blatant. And I appreciate the honesty. I appreciate the openness, but man, that just, and I know I came out on Twitter, so I'm not going to be watching WWE for a while. And that's true. I'm not going to be watching, at least not Crown Jewel. I'm definitely not going to be watching that show. And I know I said, I might watch NXT and whatnot. And it's like, but that's still WWE. That's still WWE Network. They'll get my $9.99. And that's all that really matters anyway. But man, it just kind of sucks to know that they're going to do the show. I was pretty upset by that. Not just the fact that they're going to do it, but the explanation as well. And it sucks because I didn't watch Evolution, even though I heard that the Charlotte Beckinless match is one of the best matches in WWE all year. Mm-hmm. And I feel kind of bad that I'm one of the people that wanted the women to get equal shine as the men, and I kind of missed that match. That's on me, but whatever. I mean, I said what I said at the same time. But kudos to them for having a great match. Definitely not watching Crown Jewel. I didn't even watch NXT last week. And I still watch it, but I didn't watch it. But it just sucks because there's some stuff that I do want to see coming up. Like we called last week, Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey. It's going to happen at Survivor Series. And we talked about it last week. Like, oh, yeah, wait a minute. If they do the champion versus champion, then you got to do Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey, armbar versus armbar. And lo and behold, that's what's happening. And I'm like, wow, you know what? That might draw me back in because that sounds kind of lit to see Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch. Now, of course, Becky Lynch is going to lose, but hey, she can do something. If she can sell to Alexa Bliss and the Nikki Bella, she got to sell to Becky Lynch, right? I mean, come on. So I expect it to be great, armbar versus armbar. So I do kind of want to see that, but I don't know if I'm walking it back a little bit. I'll admit I was kind of upset and emotional at that point, and I'm usually a little more measured on Twitter, especially. But that pissed me off, man. I was upset by that, and I was like, damn, like it's not like I said, not just the fact that you're going to do it, but your explanation. It's like, well, we need that money, mm-hmm. And, you know, and then it's just weird. It's tough. I can't help but watch it and feel a little weird watching, knowing that this is the same company that is going to do this show in a place where it's known to the world that they willingly killed a journalist, you know, like and mutilated him for all we know, because there's still no body. There's still no remnants of Jamal Khashoggi that's been found, recovered for a proper burial, for a proper funeral. His family won't get that because that body is, who knows what happened to it. So yeah, that's still, you know, this goes beyond, oh, they booked somebody bad or they killed somebody's push. That stuff, at the end of the day, that stuff don't matter. That stuff means nothing. But compared to the loss of someone's life, and that did rub me the wrong way. And I was kind of mad online for a little bit, but I think I had a right to be given the circumstances.
Yeah, and you absolutely weren't alone. I feel like, you know, the few weeks we talked about Crown Jewel on this podcast, we both were kind of measured, like you said, and taken, we kind of would understand it at some point if WWE were to still run the show there, but I think both of us kind of expected them not to, or to move the event somewhere else. And that's where I was coming from. Those episodes we talked about it. I think they announced the day after that we recorded our last episode. So, like you, you know, I looked at my phone, I saw that alert, and I set my phone down. Just kind of, I was in my desk chair at the time. I just kind of leaned back, folded my arms, and, you know, just thinking to myself, like, you've got to be effing kidding me. And I just couldn't believe that they were actually going to go through with it. And then you put on top of it today, Ryan Satin reports and confirms that Hulk Hogan's going to be the host of the show. And that doesn't surprise me one damn bit. So,
make it worse, WWE.
I know. Like, if they get all their bad ideas out, you know, in this show, like, okay, like, I'm ready to move on. I'm not going to watch it like you. Pissed off, still like you. I don't anticipate me ever wanting to see it on demand or anything like that. But I did, like, you know, I said the same thing about NXT. I watched it last week. I'll watch it this week. NXT UK is just starting up, and I really want to support, wrestling in the United Kingdom. I'm like, I have before. It's available to me more now. So I do want to support that. But man, do they make it hard. And I mean, if you didn't watch Evolution, I'm not going to fault you, not you specifically, but in general, just because it does leave a bad taste in your mouth when you know what the company is doing, that they're, you know, basically in bed with Saudi Arabia's money. And that's the only reason that they're going to do the show. And they told you that's the only reason they're going to do the show. So, you know, it's not even like they didn't even say, like, we understand the outcry, we understand what's happening here, and not even like formulated into a statement that
they condemn it. They said, I'm pretty sure they said, like, the acts that happened were horrific and it's a shame, something like that. Like, I thought they did, like, unless I'm misremembering the statement.
I mean, maybe they did, and maybe I'm misremembering, but it didn't feel like they came out enough against it. But maybe, you know, that's their prerogative, because it's, I guess they're not going to trash the country they're about to go do a huge show in, but. Man, it's it would have made a lot of us feel a little bit better, if anything could make us feel better about this. Saw on SmackDown, Daniel Bryan definitely ain't going because they had that championship match. Yeah, John Cena's not going.
Which, kudos to them for John Cena especially. They're both in a position where they have some leverage. Daniel Bryan can go anywhere in the world, main event. But he has even less leverage than, say, John Cena because he's been a top guy for over a decade. But John Cena, like I said, has a whole bunch of leverage. He's doing the right thing, but he's also, let's not forget, he's protecting himself here. He's protecting his own image. I like to think that, in my opinion, I think that if John Cena, let's say this was 2010 and he was still in the thick of everything that was going on in WWE, he might still do the show because he's there all the time and he doesn't have any outside things going on. But at this point, at this time in his life, he does. He has a lot of outside stuff going on, and him being associated with the show hurts his image. So he's, as much as he's still doing the right thing, and I applaud the decision, and he has the leverage to do it that other people don't have. Let's say like let's name a wrestler, Chad Gable,
right?
If he's on the show, if Chad Gable's on the show, he's going to do the damn show. He has no leverage in this situation. He can get fired for not doing it, for not making a commitment. John Cena ain't getting fired for nothing. So at the end of the day, though, he's still protecting himself, which is a smart decision on his part. Like, I wouldn't want to be associated with the show if I didn't have to be. Mm-hmm. Especially, like, if you're John Cena and you're trying to be mainstream, you're trying to – maybe he's trying to get a permanent spot on the Today Show, which he's hosted multiple times. He's trying to get into that realm. Associating himself with this show is a bad look because this is a national story. This is not like a minor story that's just outrage amongst wrestling fans. This goes beyond wrestling fans being mad online, which happens pretty much on a weekly basis. That's not But this
daily,
goes beyond
daily.
That. Right. This goes beyond that. This is massive news. And there's you can talk about, we're not political on this podcast, but if you talk about people on both sides of the political aisle, Democrats and Republicans, if there's one thing they agree on is that this is bad news. Don't mess with them right now. But WWE, they are. And hey, that's WWE. That's their prerogative. But again, Daniel Bryan also, he has less leverage than John Cena. He's not in the position that John Cena is in. He's not trying to get the outside mainstream publicity and attention and get into that realm. I don't know Daniel Bryan personally, but it strikes me as a guy that's worried about that at this moment in his life. And even he's like, nah, dude, I ain't doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't come out and said it themselves, but the booking on WWE TV the last couple of nights obviously told us that. John Cena, who was in the World Cup, out. Daniel Bryan, who had a title match at Saudi Arabia, at Crown Jewel. That match happened on SmackDown. Didn't win. I'm not surprised by that. It wasn't like,
me neither.
Here's WWE title. That wasn't going to happen. So, it's such a weird, crazy thing. And I'll be so glad when this is all over. It won't necessarily make me feel better about WWE, but man, I feel weird knowing that they're going to be promoting the show and they're going to be running angles about the show. It's just odd.
Yeah.
And then you got the WWE title match isn't happening, at least as it was. It's not happening. It's not going to be Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles. I guess they can still do a WWE title match, but.
I think they did. They're doing Joe now versus Styles because Joe attacked them. And I think I'm pretty sure they set up the match for Joe and Styles.
Which makes sense. And Joe should be champion anyway. But you got the Universal title match. But other than those two matches, there's no reason to watch this show. That World Cup tournament means absolutely nothing.
Nope. And that tag match means absolutely nothing.
Right. So
they've made me not want to see Shawn Michaels return to the ring. And I was all about it, the last few years. I'm like, another match. I thought it was cool that he stayed away from the ring, but I didn't think he would come back in this capacity, much less in this situation with the whole Saudi Arabia thing. So I could not care less that he's teaming with Triple H going against The Undertaker and Kane. I could not care less that it's happening in Saudi Arabia. US fans don't even get to see it, which is kind of ridiculous. Not kind of, it is ridiculous. So, I'm just like, they made me not want to see Shawn Michaels wrestle.
Yeah. So it's just a lot of weird, crappy stuff going on. It sucks. And it overshadows the good things that happen in WWE, like the Evolution show, like the Mae Young Classic, like NXT. They have good wrestlers, they have good wrestling, good storylines, good characters that I don't get ruined once they go to the main roster and stuff like that. Nia Jax is going to get a title match in the near future. She won that battle royal. That's good news because they haven't done anything with her in the last couple months. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it's just really what Becky Lynch is on fire, apparently. Like, she is, man.
I did watch Evolution, and I'll tell you, man, nobody overreacted to that. It was one of the best pay-per-views of the year, if not the best. All the matches were good to great. Everything made sense. There was no rushing, you know, for, you know, hot angles or matches. Missed spots here and there, but when don't you see them, even when the men are involved? So I thought it was awesome. And I did a recap for Philly Voice, and I enjoyed it. Pay-per-viewed it and run past like 10:30. I was happy about that. So there was a lot of good to come from that pay-per-view. So it was kind of like the light at the end of the tunnel, because it happened even though it was before Crown Jewel, but because we knew Crown Jewel was happening at that point. And so now it's just kind of like, man, I'm with you. I just want it to pass. I want them to maybe rethink this deal going into next year. I don't know if that's going to happen. Because this is their first year of a 10-year deal. Yeah. So that's maybe something they can look at. And I don't know if they would cancel it, but maybe not make it as big as, you know, maybe tours. Maybe just tours can do for now for them. But I know they won't get the money. But, I mean, they're a global company. They're going to do worldwide tours. Maybe that's the compromise for the PR hit that they're taking right now. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll see. We will see. I mean, I know the stock dropped a little bit and whatever, but, you know, that's not like – it doesn't mean it can't come back up. You know, it's not like it's going to plummet. Right. Spare or something like that. But, yeah, it's just weird, man. I felt some type of way. I'm not going to lie. And so forgive me for getting a little emo at that point on Twitter, but – yeah, I was sad about that, and I felt some type of way. So that's, I guess, really the news right now. I mean, there's not really anything newsy going on at the moment that I can think of off the top of my head, at least. I really wanted to get that out, at least.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. And I think that's kind of, you know, that's taken the forefront, and with good reason. And I mentioned earlier that they got Hulk Hogan going there, so that's even more reason to just stay away from that event. And, like I think I've said on this podcast before, I'm good with Hogan being out for the rest of the remainder of my life. Like, I don't need to see him on WWE programming. So it's just, you know, it's a whole. They keep putting shit in the glass, man, and I'm it's way too full of shit right now.
It's so terrible. Did they get Hulk? Like, how do we make a bad situation worse? Hogan on it, make him the host of the show. And look, I understand. I'm pretty sure this is only because the Saudi Arabian prince wants to see Hulk Hogan. So if he's paying all this money, give him what he wants. But it's like, that still sucks. Like, it just speaks to the tone deafness of, I guess, the Saudi Arabian prince, who, you know, just like, I want to see the stars. Like, get the guy who has one of the worst reputations going right now out there. But star, so.
Maybe Hogan will come in the tag match and give the big boot to Shawn Michaels, and Shawn Michaels will flop around again.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see. But in the meantime, let's get back to some happier or scarier things going on this show. Live commentary for WCW Halloween Havoc 1991, the Chamber of Horrors match. But before we get into it, let's tell everybody what a timestamp is. If you've got the WWE Network, which, hey, you know, not watching WWE, but we still got WWE Network, $9.99 a month. I talked about, I said it earlier, they still get my funky little $9.99 a month, but I don't like it. I'm still mad about it, but they still get my money at the end of the day. But go to WWE Network, you know, find the show, and we're at the 3-minute and 40-second mark. But in the meantime, while you get a chance to do that, remember, 3 minutes, 40 seconds of the show. This is like, remember, this is the first match on this show. But in the meantime, while you do that, there's some other matches on this card, obviously, because this is the first match. Big Josh and PN News versus the Creatures. Okay. Bobby Eaton versus Terrence Taylor. Not Terry Taylor, but Terrence. Jimmy Garvin, Jimmy Jam Garvin versus Johnny B. Bad. But the match I actually kind of want to watch on the show is a TV title match. Steve Austin versus Dustin Rhodes. How about that? You got Oz versus Bill Kazmir. Oh, my God. Ben Hammer versus Doug Summers. Man, one half of the, I think of the Playboys in AWA. I forget. Brian Pillman versus Richard Morton. Not Bobby. Not Randy.
Not Ricky Morton.
Richard Morton. I think this is Ricky Morton turned heel and became Richard.
You probably just call him Dick.
Hey, there you go. Brian Pillman versus Richard Morton. I'm lost now. I lost my spot and everything. I think
Pillman was the where we left off, right? Pillman and Norton.
My timestamp got moved. I messed up.
Oh, okay.
E-Man, Tom Zink. Rest in peace, Tom Zink. Versus the Halloween Phantom. And yeah, Patriots versus the Enforcers, and the main event of Lex Luger versus Ron Simmons. So that's this card. But before we get started here, Nick,
what's up?
Tell some people about a service that we're advertising. We got an ad.
We got an ad, and it's right here in my hand, and I'm going to read it off the paper.
Tell the people about it.
So pay attention. Okay, guys, listen up. This is how it starts. So listen up. If you bet on sports now that it's legal here in the Philadelphia area, and since you're listening to the Straight Shooters podcast, I think you obviously do. I mean, we're all sports fans here, so maybe we do a little gambling here and there. I don't know. There's odds out there for wrestling events too and pay-per-views. So the man that can help you make money this we're talking football right now. The man that can help you make money this football season is the guy I trust with the premium information, John Price of SportsInformationTraders.com. John Price knows the lines better than anyone else in the country, and he specializes in line movement and value. So when you sign up with this company, you get the best lines, and before the public does. He can help you make up to 5 times your investment in just 90 days. For mathematicians here, that's 3 months. We go 90 days, 3 months. Go to sportsinformationtraders.com right now and learn why John Price is the only sports wagering analyst with a weekly feature in Forbes magazine. Yeah, Forbes magazine. You want to win? Put this number in your phone, 866-441-2711. Again, that's 866-441-2711. Call and ask about the 90-day special. John Price is a proven winner, and he has been among the best for years with documented success in the Las Vegas Super Contest. That's 866-441-2711, sportsinformationtraders.com. Again, 866-441-2711, sportsinformationtraders.com. Watch football, make money. It's that simple.
I hate to go back just a little bit, but I did find the statement from WWE about Crown Jewel and whatnot. And it was WWE has operated in the Middle East for nearly 20 years, has developed a sizable and dedicated fan base. Considering the heinous crimes that it did condemn it, the heinous crime committed at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, the company faced a very difficult decision as it relates to its event schedule for November 2nd. And I believe it's pronounced let me look up so I don't butcher the name of this country. Essentially in Saudi Arabia, but the city name that they're in Saudi Arabia is Ar-Ariyad. Sorry about that. Ariyad. Similar to other U.S.-based companies who plan to continue operations in Saudi Arabia, the company has decided to uphold its contractual obligations to the General Sports Authority and stage the event. Full-year 2018 guidance has been predicated on the staging of the Ariyad. I said it wrong again. Let's try it again. For the pronunciation, shall we? Ariyad event as scheduled. So they condemned it, and I butchered that statement, but they condemned it, and contractual obligations. But enough about that. We talked plenty about that the last couple of weeks. Let's move on to something, I guess, a little more lighthearted in Halloween Havoc, 1991, The Chamber of Horrors. Nick, are you ready?
I am ready.
I hope your fans are ready because this is going to be a bumpy ride.
it really is. And if you didn't already have it up, we're at 3:40, and I know you've mentioned it various times. So get it up if you don't already have it up.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me get it back to 3:40 because I'm at 3:37. Yeah.
Now, this is right when Gary Michael Capetta, you know, starts his intros. So, we still got a little ways.
I'm good to go. And if you're ready, I'm ready. And I hope you all out there are ready. Well, you can never be ready, never be too ready for the Chamber of Horrors.
Man.
No preparing for this at all.
But I mean, it's apropos for this episode.
We're about to do it. So hit play in 3, 2, 1, go.
Ah, nice crowd shot there.
Yeah, look at that cage.
You know, we would just be 1 year away from Halloween Havoc coming to Philly. They were in the Civic Center or whatever. I've never been in the Civic Center in Philadelphia. But this is not in the Civic Center, but in 1992 it would be.
What was this in 1991? What poor city was subjected to this?
Are you looking that up? Or I can do it.
I'm looking it up.
All right.
McKenzie Arena in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, good. They deserve it. They deserve something like
that. What did Chattanooga, Tennessee do to you?
I'm sure they did something.
First contest.
Gary Michael Tennessee, whole damn state for beating the Eagles earlier this year.
Yeah, whatever. Gary Michael Capetta, remember with his live show a couple years ago? Gary Michael Capetta?
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's still doing those.
I'll be right. Oh, my God. It's El Gigante.
You still got your Hall of Fame ring?
Hell no. I got a different ring.
Oh! Setting them up.
If you're watching, I did a big wink. Oh, big crested ring. Lots of diamonds.
Oh, this is like the original Hell in a Cell, I guess.
Like a big Van Vader.
Man, with that elephant mask.
Why did it say Minnesota Twins, 1991 in that gravestone?
Maybe because they're from Atlanta and this was before the World Series was over. And because I'm pretty sure the Twins beat
they won the World Series in 91.
Yeah. They beat the Braves. So
yeah, they did.
These guys were based in Atlanta.
That's so funny. Beat them in 7 games. They won the World Series on, I think, October 27th.
Oh, there's Razor Ramon.
Yeah, October 27th. And this show took place on. Look it up.
And look at Razor. He's looking the diamond stud. He's looking biggish. He slimmed down when he went to WWF the first time.
I guess.
He's a little big there.
The day of Game 7 of the World Series.
Oh, this? Yeah. The show? Oh, yeah. Wow.
So, yeah. That's hilarious.
That's all. What's the others say here? Bear? Paula? What? Going too quick.
Yeah, Game 7 was on the same night as Halloween Havoc 91. Why would they? So nobody watched this. Oh, Rick Steiner. Scott Steiner. The Steiner Brothers.
Well.
It's crazy how people think that like Scott Steiner got jacked and got ripped like once he went on his own, but he was always pretty jacked.
He really was. Yeah.
Abdullah the Butcher.
Kurt. Realize Keith, his friends called him Kevin. We called him Kurt.
That's really dumb. I find that gravestone, that 1991 Minnesota Twins gravestone, hilarious. Like, I don't know why. That's like the most exciting thing I've seen in this. Obviously, it's only been the entrances, but I did not know that the show took place on the same night as Game 7.
I didn't either. We have coffins set up inside the cage, too.
Oh, my God.
And here's...
Oh, he's so excited the belt came off.
He's carrying that title like it's the most important thing in the world. So this is a good thing.
So important. Didn't even have it tightened up right on his waist. Oh, he's fighting somebody already. And we're going at it. Here we go.
So we got Jim Ross on commentary.
Yep. Jim Ross and
Tony.
Oh, big power bomb on the diamond still. It's going down.
Yeah, man. This is like the original six pack challenge.
Okay.
But there's eight.
He's got a chainsaw.
Look, the chainsaw.
He just like, you know what? I'm going to put it down.
Look at He's got a pretty, I like the orange and black tights on Rick Steiner.
I like the camera that's on, like, is somebody wearing a camera? Or somebody's in the cage with the camera. Like, oh, it's referee cam. There it is.
Yeah, the referee cam, yeah.
Look at this.
It's probably like 8,000 pounds on his head.
Chair of torture.
It'll be lowered down to the ring, too.
Yeah,
so that'll be like a spectacle.
Until that point, they're just going to be fighting in the coffin. And what is a person in the casket?
Yeah.
What? With a mask on?
Maybe like the Yeti's in there or something.
The Yeti!
What is happening here, man? I'm already lost.
Body slam on the coffin.
It's a random masked person in there attacking the Steiners.
That's where did he come from?
He's in the coffin. He's in the casket.
That's probably the Patriot Del Wilkes.
I guess. Why would you jump out of a casket and attack the Steiners? They're going to put you right back in that thing. put you back in that coffin. You're not going to get out the next time.
Probably some Ohio State fans.
They're still dumb. Like, don't do that.
I don't know how much they put over the Steiners and whole Michigan thing in WCW, but I know in WWF they did it like all the time. Because this was back, I didn't really watch WCW back then. I think this is the first WCW live commentary we've done.
It can't
honestly.
Be. No, we did the monster truck match.
No, you did that on another podcast.
With Ring West Radio. Oh man, shout out to Ring West Radio. Didn't we do the?
That's not the first time he's made that mistake either, ladies and gentlemen. He thinks it was on this podcast.
We didn't do the giant Hulk Hogan on this show.
We not on Shooters Radio. Nope.
Wow, I know I did it for Throwback Thursday at Philly.com.
Okay, and yeah, before the Royal Rumble, when you were on the podcast, you did it. You did like a few matches, and that was one of them. There it is, the referee. Referee
can't. Doesn't even like. No. No, referee?
Yeah, man.
Oh, he's on the chair.
Oh, boy. How do you call for it? Like, does someone look?
He's having cash. Get out of
there. Just stay there. Just stay there.
I like how Rick got to pull it down faster.
I know. Yeah. That was subtle.
Yeah. The ominous music. Chair of torture. Are they putting like electrifying sound effects?
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Shocking experience.
I'm pretty sure the power goes out in the entire arena, quote unquote. Look at that hockey helmet. The referee's wearing.
Oh, Rick Steiner's in there. Oh. Vader's
got to be quicker than that. He probably needs Frankie to give him advice on the outside from Boy Meets World. If you remember those episodes, no?
I do. But not specifically. Speaking of Boy Meets World, didn't Mr. Feeny like stop the robbery?
Yeah. Or? Yeah.
Oh. He's a man. Oh. Just threw the cat.
he like air mailed it.
What is happening? Orderly is coming out with a. What is this?
They're in the wrong. Undertaker's in WWF, man. What are they doing?
I guess this, when the person is electrocuted, they're murdered, so they gotta take them out. But
yeah, they're like the chair's down. We must come out.
Oh man, this is so
maybe
weird.
These are, you know what, Too bad they don't have Twins jerseys on.
Yeah. WCW hated the Twins. I mean, understandably. Understandably. Yeah. Turner is, Turner Broadcasting in the Braves. Their stadium was called Turner Field. So, yeah, they wanted the Braves to win. No teamwork from any team. Cactus is
already Where's leading. Abdullah going? Oh my
God, what happened to Cactus? Is already leading.
I think I've used to say I learned a lot of words just by watching wrestling, and lacerated was one of them.
Lacerated.
Jim Ross just said he was lacerated deeply, and I was like, what does that mean? And it's like, oh, you bleed. And I was the first second grader to know what lacerated meant.
You probably like a complete dweeb when you used it.
Probably.
You lacerated me.
But I was a spelling bee champ. No one else could spell it.
I'm sure you were. I don't think you threw the word lacerate at a first grader, but
I'm going to lacerate you.
This masked man still in, handcuffed him. What is happening with this masked man?
The Patriots L. Wicks, man. I don't trust him.
Risking their careers. Let's think about how many Hall of Famers in this match, just despite the fact what happened to Cactus Jack. Yeah. Oh, damn. But think about how many Hall of Famers in this match, despite the fact that it's just over the top ridiculous.
Yeah.
You got Diamond Stud, Razor Ramon, Scott Hall, Cactus Jack, Sting. Is Abdullah the Butcher in the WWE Hall of Fame?
I'm not sure.
I think he is.
Are the Steiners in?
No.
I would think they would be a tag team that could be in.
One day they should be in, but they're not in now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is in the Hall of Fame. Abdullah the Butcher is in the Hall of Fame. Okay. In 2011. But El Gigante is not in the Hall of Fame.
Well, that's BS.
But I just rattled off what? That says Sting, Cactus, Stud, and Abdul. That's four.
Vader. Is Vader on there?
The lever is down. They shot the lever being down.
Oh, you know what? I don't think Vader's in there.
No, he's not. That's just the sad. I mean, he should be in.
Yeah.
And you could put I think the Steiner should be in one day.
Right, yeah.
That would make pretty much everyone in the match except...
I mean, you have Diamond Stud in there. How are the Steiners not in there?
But you think about it. If, let's say Vader, who should be in one day, might go in this next coming year coming up because he just... Yeah. WWE likes to do that. That would make everyone in the match not named El Gigante in the WWE Hall of Fame. Which is just crazy to think
about.
Well,
and that mask, dude. And that mask dude, whoever the hell he is.
That is.
And if it's the Patriot Del Wilkes, we know he's not getting in.
Despite the fact that he deserves it.
The Patriot?
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Patriot Del Wilkes. You say his full name, too, by the way.
He deserves it?
Look, what did I say? Derek Badacek, tell him.
He's like another Tito, but Tito actually deserved the Hall of Fame.
Man, Patriot Del Wilkes. You got to say the full name, number one. It's like a pimp name slip.
True. That's true.
And it's Patriot Del Wilkes. Nothing more needs to be said.
Nah. Hard pass.
Of course, Abdullah the Butcher's bleeding.
Yep.
It'd be a terrible thing, considering...
He was the guy I was always afraid of watching when I was younger. I was like, oh no, he's too scary. It's like his appearance was so different than everyone else. His tights were different. He was a big, big dude. So it's like his chest was just saggy.
Look at the white face. What? Yeah. White. They got whiter faces.
They're just chilling.
Yeah. Look at this. Cactus Jack is bleeding. Oh.
A lot of blood. A lot of blood in this.
little actor running around. We're just
yeah, so I see that too. Is that Randy Anderson on the outside?
Probably. I mean, I don't know what is happening anymore. Like, I've completely lost track. I just see people punching each other. Cactus Jack does a smart thing here and put up to see the switch fell down in the background.
Yeah.
It's down again. It's down and it's not on. He pulls it back up smartly. And he's and now he's waiting. And it fell back down again.
You know what? That's something I never noticed. So that's hilarious. Man.
They're tired. This is awful. What is that black stuff on their backs? Like, what is that?
I know. Like, Vader had it too on his skin. So, I don't know, dude. Maybe it's the mat. They have a black mat down there.
Look at the referee in the bottom. He's like pulling up the lever again.
And he's just standing there, like, chilling with it.
Maybe he's holding it up. You can see him do it, though. Don't see him why he's doing that. It fell again.
That's awesome. I never noticed this.
Oh, man.
They got to, you know, keep the camera work away from that area.
Right.
For now.
You can see him with his arm, and he's just holding it. He's right there. He's like, I'm just going to hold it until somebody comes over here.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
Man, Rick Steiner is the poor dude. They've been trying to get him in a few times.
Well, they call him the dog. Nobody else. He'll be all right.
Nobody else. It's like, nope, we can't kill Sting. But Rick Steiner will do.
He's the ugliest one in the match. Throw him in there. Like, they put it back up again every time. I'm just looking at the lever at this point.
Is that like aluminum foil, like covering it or something? Like, yeah. It's really shiny.
It's not very sturdy.
Now this is okay. So Cactus is gonna think.
Yeah. Bang bang. Now you take your sweet time pulling that lever.
Now it's stuck.
Oh. Now it's stuck. Oh.
This is.
He's waiting.
He belly to belly him. All right, Jim. This Cactus acts like he has no idea what's going on.
He could just easily turn around.
All
right. Just turn his head.
Let's see. He doesn't help.
Oh no! Oh God! What do you think a man just electrocuted?
Oh jeez!
Look at all those sparks.
Right.
The ring is on fire. Look, this rope's on fire. Oh. That thing is holding on his
own. The Twins have just won the World Series. Look at the ref. They're putting out the fire on the mat.
Oh, legit fire.
That's what it is. It's a rug. It's not even a mat. That's why it's all over their bodies.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. The chair, the thing that wasn't even on his head.
There he is. He's dead but breathing.
Well, it's not the chamber. It's not the chamber of death. It's the chair of death. It's a chair of torture. So you can be tortured and not die. You know, technically, the big guy is still out. He's blinking.
I know. He's taking a nap. He's in REM sleep right now.
Clearly breathing. He's like, this is so terrible. Like, why did I do this? I can't wait to get paid for this.
Yes, that's exactly what he's doing. He's adding the zeros in his head.
They better pay me a little extra for doing this stupid spot. That thing that wasn't even on top of my head. I don't see anyone rushing to give a mouth to mouth. Oh no, Cactus. What did you do? What did you do, Cactus? Oh no.
Why are you going to touch him?
Oh, would you touch somebody after they've just been electrocuted? Like,
depends how much you'd pay me.
This guy's shocked, man. You don't just touch him. Oh, no. This is sad. Just lost his friend.
He killed him.
Dead. Oh. Oh.
He's not dead.
What? He's delirious. Why did he kick that guy? What is happening?
Oh, shit. Oh, snap.
The powder come off the station? God, did you hear that?
And now Cactus Jack is like joining in.
Why does he kick that one guy? I'd be like, yo, bro, why'd you kick me? What?
There's your tag team champions right there. Oh, that should have been.
Oh, excuse me.
No. That was only about 20 minutes long from start to finish, including the introductions. So it didn't take up that much time on the pay-per-view, but it was apropos to the name.
Wow. I don't know what shocked me more. No pun intended. Was it like...
Oh, there absolutely was a pun intended, I say.
The match itself, or like the fact that after Abdullah the Butcher is supposed to be like electrocuted and tortured and just...
Yeah.
He just pops up and starts fighting everybody. Like, he kicked that random dude in the face. Yeah. He was like, hey, man, like, I'm just moving stuff right now.
I wonder what happened after that, if he was... if he had like a different character or something.
Probably not.
Like, I maybe he was just like a crazy lunatic, like he wasn't already.
I guess the argument is that Abdullah the Butcher is so crazy that even he could survive that. Which, hey, more power to him.
Okay.
And the Minnesota Twins won the World Series.
They did.
I find that so funny. God.
That is awesome. Because Atlanta was in it twice, right? 90 and 91. They lost both times.
Who did they lose to in 90? Was it the A's?
Oh, no. Maybe it was the next year when they lost to the Blue Jays in 92. And then that's when the Phillies lost to the Blue Jays in 93. Because I know Toronto was like back-to-back. So I'm pretty sure they beat the Braves.
In 94 didn't happen.
Right. In 95, the Braves actually won.
Yay!
Maybe we got to look up Halloween Havoc 95. Maybe... They had the same setup, and finally, they played the. I'm pretty sure they played the Yankees that year.
No, they played
the Indians. The Indians.
The Indians, right. 95. Yeah. So.
Yeah, because they lost to the Yankees in 96.
Right. And then they haven't. Yeah. I don't think they've been back since. No, they went in 99. I think.
They did. They lost. Yeah. Again in 99, and then I think that was it.
Yeah, they haven't been back since. Yeah.
Good. Screw the Braves.
Of all things that we learned from this match was that this match and this event took place on the same night as Game 7 of the World Series, 1991. And WCW had a rooting interest because they owned WCW. Turner, their own, you know, owned WCW and owned the Braves. Turner Field, he owned the Braves. So if there's anything, you can learn something from this show. Take something from this. It's not just horrible wrestling you just watched. You can just learn little nuggets of history. Like, wow, I didn't know that. Oh, it makes sense now.
Yeah. So I was like, what? Was there four Hall of Famers in there too? Like,
yeah, like I said, Butcher, Cactus Jack, Diamond Stud, and who else was it? Oh, Sting, of course.
Yeah. Could make the argument there are more.
Vader should be in one day. Mm-hmm. I think he will get in, and I think the Steiner brothers at some point will get in as a tag team. I don't know if Scott Steiner will get in as a single. He could potentially, because his single character was legend. It was so
good. Yeah.
But the Steiner brothers as a tag team is a Hall of Fame tag team, so yes, they should be in. I think that will happen at some point in the future, whenever Scott Steiner is ever on the same page with WWE, which may never happen while he's alive, but who knows?
Yeah, you got that right.
Right. It might be a Vader situation where they don't put him in until after he's passed on, which would be unfortunate, but that would be the breaks with WWE sometimes. But in the meantime, we got to wrap it up because it's the end of another episode. The end of episode 169.
Oh, you take off that one and we got... No. Nick, all right. Nick. Sorry about that.
Settle down there, partner. Take it easy. I just need you to do some plugs, baby.
Woo!
Not do CDs after dark.
Oh, we got to make that a trend. Shooters after dark. That could be taken plenty of ways. When we start the plugs now, no pun intended,
Oh.
We good?
We good.
You can follow me at Nick McCone on Twitter. Follow us at Shooters Radio, hashtag Shooters After Dark. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/TheStraightShooters. And you can follow me at phillyinfluencer.com, phillyvoice.com. I watched the entire Evolution pay-per-view, well worth my time, despite my not great feelings about WWE at the moment. But the pay-per-view was, you know, good. The matches were good, and they were impressive. I'll tell you, Becky Lynch and Charlotte, match of the year candidate so far in WWE. Go out of your way to watch it if you haven't already. And you can check out my recap and thoughts at phillyvoice.com on that.
All right. Well, I am at Vaughn M. Johnson on Twitter. You can hit me up on there and interact with me. I'll interact with you back. I might not. Who knows?
But, at least you're honest.
I'm honest, you know. keeps it real. There is a point, like Dave Chappelle said, when keeping it real goes wrong. You can that can't happen. As the Chappelle Show used to say, when keeping it real goes wrong. But as always, as I tell you every week, weekly basis, I'm out here in these streets trying to function out here in these streets. That's what I'm always doing outside of my other dealings in life. So, yeah. But as always, you can find us on multiple platforms, a multitude of platforms, you could say. We're on iTunes. We're on Google Play. We're on Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, SoundCloud. And, of course, the mothership, wildfireradio.com. We can find all 168 prior episodes. Wow, 168 of those. If you start listening to all of them right now, you might be finished by 2020. So, But get on it, because it's just wacky ride for wrestling. You just go through this whole time warp of 20. Man, we started
15, yeah.
Man, I mean, this is so much has changed.
Yeah, really.
And it's only been 3 years. So, yeah, it'd be kind of interesting. I might do that myself to go back and listen to my first few episodes, something like that. But, yeah, go back and listen to them all on there, wildfireradio.com. This show will be posted on there in a day or so. But you can listen to us on iTunes and all the other places I just mentioned as well. But for Nick McCone, I am Vaughn Johnson. Thanks for listening and watching episode 169 of The Straight Shooters. And we'll catch y'all again next week.
Peace.
You've been listening to The Straight Shooters on Wildfire Radio. For advertising opportunities, contact Nick Picone via email at PiconeNick@gmail.com or call 856-625-1190.